Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
I'm going to talk to a friend of the show, Alicia Arkins. We remember 28 hugely talented members of her dance academy in Dublin's North Inner City were selected to attend the Dance World Cup in Prague. They needed funds to help them get there. And thanks to donations from listeners to this programme, they managed to make it happen. Alicia Arkins, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're due to head out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Well, it's turned into kind of tonight and we're being picked up at half 2 in the morning.
Tied up with the industrial strife at Aer Lingus, isn't it?
Yeah.
We thought everything was sorted and you're going over and all your problems were done. What's the last week been like?
It's actually just been hectic. So obviously we were reading that it was a possibility that a strike could happen, but I was just praying that it wouldn't affect us. And then we were in class. I don't know what day it was. It was during this week anyways. I don't know what even day it is today. We were
Tuesday
in
now.
Class okay. And my mom came in and she was like, have you seen your emails? And I said, oh, please, please don't say it's that. And the kids kind of could read from my face. There was a few tears, to say the least.
I'd say.
It was just panicking because when I got the email, they were offering me the refund. And I was like, I rang them. I waited 90 minutes. I said, if it's a possibility
minutes.
That this flight isn't going ahead, there is no other flight to Prague on that day. And all the flights are sold out for the next day. All the Ryanair flight going out that morning was also sold out. So there was actually no other direct flight to Prague other than the one that we were currently on.
Yeah.
So I said, like, we have no backup plan. Like, what are we supposed to do? And the girl said on the phone to me, she said, well, I can't tell you 100% that that's going to go ahead. And I said, well, I can't go off even 99%. I need to be 100% of them kids are going to get there. Like, we're working so hard. And she was very understanding on the phone. And I'm saying, we're at the fundraising for this money. Like, every cent matters to us. We can't just go and get these new flights and not get the refund. So we got alternatives. So I'm taking 7 of the kids to Amsterdam. And then we have a connecting flight from Amsterdam to Prague. Right. And then my mom is taking another 10 kids. She's going to Paris. And then they're getting a connecting flight from Paris to Prague, and then the rest are following us on Thursday.
Oh, God.
And then their moms are on like separate flights and stuff like that. It was just a hectic.
Everyone is mixed all around the continent,
yeah,
basically.
And
trying
still,
to get to
like, we're still on back and forth about like how soon can we get the refund, because obviously we need the money from over there and we got a lend of money to pay for them new flights, so we kind of need to pay them back too.
Wow, there were more money issues because, of course, you have to wait for the refund,
yeah.
But in the meantime, you have to book new flights and they're very expensive this late.
Yeah. Now, when the refund comes back, like, everything will be fine. Everything's back in order and everything is paid for. It's just like, it's just stuff we didn't need to happen. Now, I understand, like, these things happen and it's not, like, personal or they didn't mean to cause any disruption, but it just couldn't have happened on a worse week.
Oh, you've been through the ringer, but it'll be worth it in the end. You'll be in Prague. You'll have a great time.
100%.
All the children will make it.
They're looking amazing. Yeah.
They will make it.
They'll all make it. Yeah. Well, we're doing a world tour to get there, but we're going to see Amsterdam and Paris and Prague in the one day.
The kids are going to see some bits of Europe on the way over. It's quite a World Cup. And it starts on Thursday. Well, look, we wish you and all the wee kids in the Arkins Dance Academy the very best, Alicia Arkins, representing the country.
Everything you have done to get us there.
That's a thank
if I didn't
you for
come on the show
in
the first place, it wouldn't have been happening as smooth as it did. So thank you.
You moved us. You're deadly. And I wish you the best. I hope it. I know it's going to be stressful, but you'll get there.
We'll get there eventually.
Keep in touch. We'll stay in touch with you. See how you get along in Prague. Good luck. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Alicia Arkins there. Let her go. Thanks so much for that.